Hallelujah. God is about to release great things into your life through the undiluted word you're about to listen to. Pay attention, as this sermon will grant you deeper understanding of God's word. And now, here is the undiluted word.
Blessed to be a blessing. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, I'll read to verse 31. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. Now, let me just draw our attention quickly to something that is not necessarily part of this topic. And God said, let us make man. In our day-to-day English grammar, man is singular, man is plural. Am I right? In our day-to-day English grammar, man there is singular. So, if you look at it from the English point of view or grammatical point of view, you are likely to think that it was just a man God had in his mind. Now, scripture said, let us make man after our image, after our likeness, and then let them. So, this tells me that the woman was not an afterthought. The creation of the woman had been part of the original plan for man. He said, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So, God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And then God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Today we'll be looking at the content of the blessing. So I'd like you to picture the blessing as a big container that has a number of things in the inside. Almost all the time, goods that are exported from outside of this country into this country come in containers carried by vessels. And every container is supposed to have a manifest. The manifest is what declares the content of the container. So that when the customs on duty sees the manifest, they will have no need to check through the container in a normal setting where there is transparency and orderliness. As soon as the manifest is declared, the content of the container is known, and then it could be cleared depending on whether it meets the rules and regulation of the importing country. So the blessing is like a big container that has so much in the inside. So when God says you are blessed, it's just like him giving you a container loaded with goods. And it now becomes your duty to open up the container and begin to take out of it, from the content of the the container, those things that you would lead. And so if you check back in Genesis 1, verse 28, the Bible said, and God blessed them. But he didn't leave it there. And God said unto them. So God declared the manifest. He blessed them and told them what the content of the blessing is. He said unto them, one of the things inside this container called blessing is fruitfulness. Another thing is multiplication. Another thing is ability to reprocreate, ability to refurbish, ability to replenish, ability to bring it into existence. So he said, multiply and replenish the earth. So there are certain things that will finish on the earth, but the force of the blessing that I'm giving to you will give you the capacity to create those things. That is what it means to replenish. Make it available again. Something is running out. You begin to fill it up. And then it didn't stop there. It says subdue. So with the blessing, you can live a life of dominion and authority. Subdue the earth. In other words, put the earth under your control. For instance, today, by civilization and technology, man has been able to put some certain operations of the earth to a controllable level. I'm sure that there was a time that men couldn't work at night. But now there are places you go, whether night or day, activities are going on unhindered. Praise God. Because certain things have been created that can enable people to walk in the night as though they were walking in the day. There is no problem with darkness. Because there is so much light that even if you drop a pin on the ground 12 midnight, the light is bright enough to make you see it. So one of the things that we inherit, one of the things that we have by receiving the blessing, is the ability to subdue, to put under control certain elements of the earth. And it didn't stop there. It said, have dominion. Have overwhelming authority. Have divine mandate. Have the right over the fish of the sea. Amen. The fish of the sea. Have dominion over it. No matter how big a fish is, technology has provided means to catch it. And when you pull a fish out of the river, it becomes powerless. Amen. So he said, have dominion over the fish of the sea. And have dominion over the fowl of the air. So when you receive the seed of the blessing, you can speak to the fowls of the earth. Of course, some mischievous and wicked persons have taken advantage of this level to use even the fish and the birds against fellow human beings. Some of us, we have been told that there are some birds that flies around people's premises, and when you see those birds, you know that there is something wrong. And many times it has happened like that. They were not created to be evil by nature, but because man has been able to have dominion over the fowls of the air, so they can make the fowls of the air to become messengers for them. One of the things the blessing gives to you is that it puts you in a place of authority over the hands in the air. So that when next you find a star in your house, you don't run away from the house. Praise God. You treat it as a star falling from heaven. You don't say the devils have come, the demons have come. I saw a star in my house. It's just shining everywhere and you are running. If it is falling, it is falling. It has become powerless. Amen. And he said, and every living thing that moveth upon the earth, I say to you by the word of the Lord, the things that move on the earth, that flies on the earth, that swim in the water, God will combine them to be a messenger for your blessing in the name of Jesus. Come on, there are those that have become rich because they are fishers. They do fishing business and they are wealthy. There are those who are hunters and they are very comfortable. So what is the content of the blessing? In verse 29, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. Today, there are things that we are told not to eat, because if you eat them, it will reduce your chances of living long. But it was not so from the beginning. Praise God. The fall brought about the curse. But that was not the end of the man. The fall brought the curse. But the call brought the cure. The fall brought the curse. But the call brought the cure. So everywhere there is a curse, the cure for the curse is the call. When God calls a man, he gives him the solution to the curse of the land. And so that is why there is no call without the capacity of cure. He puts the capacity of cure in every call. Because I've told us before that everywhere you see a gathering of people, you will see three things. Where there is a gathering, you will find people, problems, and devils. Everywhere there's a gathering of humans, you see people, problems, and devils. Anywhere you see a problem, you know that there is a devil there. Anywhere you see people, you know that there are going to be problems around. But the thing that brings about the change is the call of God. And God saw that everything that he had made was good. Behold, it was very good. The evening and the morning were the first day. When the blessing is upon you, no matter where you are in the ladder of life, you will just begin to go up and go forward. What are the content of the blessing? Number one, it causes everything to work together for your good. The blessing will cause everything to work together for your good. See, as long as we live on the earth, there's going to be bad things. Bad things will happen to good people. Bad things will happen to bad people. Good things will happen to good people. Good things will happen to bad people. There will be experiences, there will be situations, there will be circumstances. There will always be situations where people are rising and others are falling. There will be situations where others are rising and others are falling. But when a man carries the blessing, the difference between him and others is that everything works together for good. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. Everything. So when a bad thing is happening to a man who carries the blessing, he knows that inside of him is a converter that will convert the bad thing to make it become a good thing. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to the purpose of God. It may not not work together for good for everyone, but everyone that loves the Lord. Everything works together for good. And I don't know where you are at the ladder of life right now. It may be that everything is nosediving for you. It could be that it's negative, 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 negative. But when God places a blessing on you, all things work together for your good. Amen. Number next, the blessing is a limit terminator. The blessing is a limit terminator. It breaks the limit. Some people will not go farther than they are. Some people will not get worthier than they are. Some people will not get better than they are. They get to a particular point and they stop there. If there is going to be a movement at all, it's going to be a downward movement. Things don't get better as soon as they get to that point in life. There is a limit. But the blessing is a limit terminator. Number three. The blessing causes the lines of life to fall to you in pleasant places. The blessing causes the lines of life, circumstances of life, situations in life to fall for you in pleasant places. Psalm chapter 16 and verse 6. I want you to take note of all of these, because these are the things that you are going to imbibe. These are the things that should form your experiences. I am blessed. It means that everything is working together for my good. I am blessed. It means that there are no more limits in my life. I am blessed. It means that my lines are falling for me in pleasant places. He said the lines are falling onto me. The lines here represent circumstances, situations, happenings, events, programs. They are falling for me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Praise the Lord. Things that are expensive for others, somehow God makes it available to you at a cheap. The lines are falling for me in pleasant places. You are in the place where men are being murdered in their numbers, but before the murderer will arrive, he pushes you out somehow. Hear me. It was the plan of the brothers of Joseph to kill Joseph. While they saw him from a distance coming with the lunch box in his hand, they said to themselves, here comes the dreamer. Come, let us kill him. And then tell our father that one evil beast has devoured him. That was their consensus. It was generally agreed, even before Joseph arrived there in their midst. But as soon as Joseph arrived, now this was a man carrying the blessings of God. Somehow, amongst them, Reuben said, it will not be good for us to kill our own brother. We have the same blood running through our veins. Let us cast him into a dry pit. Praise God. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. It may not look like the best, but God knows how to move his blessed children from one good thing to the next very good thing, to the next best, to the next better. He moves you like that. God hardly does anything big. Everything God does begins small, but it has the capacity to grow big. So God begins it with something big. Now, if you are in the midst of death, you are face to face with death, and you have an option to be alive but never to return to your family, which one will you choose? Hello? You have an option. Is it that we kill you or we sell you out? You won't go to your family again. Which one will you take? I'm sure that you want to be alive. So God, somehow for Joseph, entered the mind of Reuben. And Reuben said, let us not kill him. Praise God. It wasn't because Reuben was better than them.
is the same Reuben that slept with one of his father's concubines. So he wasn't a nice guy. Hello? So you don't be thinking that Reuben was a very nice guy. He wasn't a nice guy. He was nasty at heart. This is Reuben who didn't have respect enough for his father. But when a man is blessed, God can use the witch to save him. Hallelujah. Moses, called by the Lord, ordained by the Lord to be the deliverer of the children of Israel out of the bondage of Egypt and Pharaoh. Yet, he's been born on a time that male children are not allowed to live. What a good guy to be born in a bad time. Can I let you know that when you carry the seed of divine blessing, circumstances don't work the same way it works for others. He is a good guy. He carries the mandate to deliver people, but he is born in the time where people will consider a wrong time to be born. And the Bible said when the father and the mother saw that the boy was a good boy, he was looking good to behold. Now, God didn't tell the mother of Moses and the father of Moses that Moses was going to be the deliverer. But somehow, when the boy landed on the earth, there was something the father and the mother saw that attracted them. And they said, we are going to keep this boy. We are not going to hand over this boy to the killers. We are going to hide him. And the Bible said, they hid him for 3 months. My lines have fallen for me in place and places. I speak to someone here that very soon they are going to drop a lot of people. Bad things will happen to people. But somehow, God will cover you until the evil will pass over. My lines have fallen for me in place and places. They hid Moses for 3 months, and the Bible said, when they couldn't hide him anymore, they packaged him inside a basket, made it especially by the mother. And the mother said, rather than handing him over to these wicked people to slaughter him, I will take him and put him on the sea. Let him die, and I don't know. They package him, put him there on the sea. But because your lines have fallen for you, and please and blessing, that was the same day, tossing up to 24 hours, that Pharaoh's first daughter, the only daughter, the princess of the land, who was single and not married yet. That was the day she decided she was going to take a shower on the river Nile, the same river that Moses was kept. It wasn't any other river. When a man carries a blessing, he carries a perpetual man that attracts good things to where he is. May I pray for you that this week and this year, wherever you are, let good things come near there. And when they are looking for a department to promote in your place of work, because you are in that department, they will choose that very department. My lines are falling for me in place and places. That Sunday, Pharaoh's daughter went. He went to take a shower. But when he got there, I got attracted to the basket that was floating on the Nile. And she heard the baby cry. And she said, can I see the content of the basket? And they opened the content of the basket. And it was an Hebrew child. Not just an Hebrew child, an Hebrew boy that had a sentence of death hanging around his head by the decree of a wicked father. And there are some wicked princesses who love their fathers and love their throne. They would have said, kill this boy now, and I will report back to my father that I saw one Hebrew boy and I killed him. And my father would say, that's my daughter. But the Bible said the moment she saw the boy, a bowel of compassion busted. The moment she saw the boy, a bowel of mercy busted. I don't care who you are working for. You may be a sadist, but when the blessing is upon you, God will use the most wicked of men to do the best things for you. They will know why they are doing it, how they are doing it, but yes, because you carry the blessing. He said, my lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. A bowl of compassion busted, and she took the boy. What am I going to tell my father? You don't know how wicked Pharaoh was.
If you need to know how wicked Pharaoh was, you need to begin to read Exodus chapter 1. Such a wicked Pharaoh. Such a wicked man. Do you know how many children died? Do you know how many boys, how many male children died? But somehow, in the generation of Moses, of all the male children that were born in his time, he was the only one that survived the onslaught, the genocide. He was the only one that survived the wickedness of him, because there was a blessing on his head. I pray for you today, may the God I serve drop that blessing upon your life. Just drop there. And she took Moses and said to the father, Father, without a husband, I have a son, and I've decided to adopt him. Let him be my first son. Let him be trained as the next Pharaoh on the line. When the blessing is upon a man, he can make your enemies to be at peace with you. And that's what God would do. He said, yeah, I have a goodly heritage. I was talking about Joseph. They said, let us cast him into the pit. And they threw him into the pit. The Bible said the pit was dried. You see God arranging situations. You see how the lines, the program, the events, they may not look like nice events, but they are better than any other thing at that particular point in time. My prayer for you is that your enemy's desire shall not be your last option. That in the midst of their desire, God will find a place. God will find a place. God will find a place. They threw him into the pit. The pit was dry. There was no water. There was no mud inside of it. It was just dry. I don't know who dried the pit. But you know, normally in that area, if you read the history of the Hebrews, they go to places and they dig wells. When they dig well, the purpose for digging the well is for irrigation. Sometimes so that they could see water to give to their camels. But this particular well was empty. This particular well was dried. And Joseph was thrown inside the pit. And Reuben went home. Reuben had already decided in his heart that when they have all gone, I will come back in the night and I will bring Joseph out and take him back to the house. But if Reuben was coming to bring Joseph out and take him back to the house, it has not ended the conspiracy and the jealousy. Maybe they would have poisoned him. But the Bible says that while they were still sitting down and talking and eating the food, they saw a band of Ishmaelites coming. My lines are falling for me in places and places. They saw a band of Ishmaelites coming. The day you will go to the market, let it be the day that somebody that will need that thing you carry. That is the day the person will be around in the market. The day you will go for that job search, let it be the day that they are looking for somebody that has the kind of skill that you have. My lines are falling for me in pleasant places. Yeah, I have a goodly heritage. A band of Ishmaelites were coming, and then Judah said, if we kill him, it doesn't benefit us anything. Let us sell him out to this Ishmaelite. And we know that we have gotten rid once and for all this problem in our life. Those who are seeing you as a problem, they shall see you soon as a solution. They see you as a problem today. It won't take long, they will soon see you as somebody they cannot do without. Let us sell it. And the Bible says, as the men came, they brought Joseph up out of the pit and sold them to the Ishmaelite. 20 pieces of silver, pocketed the money, and went back home. If you saw Joseph being sold, you would thought that was the end for him. But that was God orchestrating divine program for him by himself. This year, may divinity write a program that your life will execute. That what will happen
to you in January will be what God wanted. What will happen to you in February will be the problem of God. What will happen to you in March will be the arrangement of God. Until December, you will keep stepping your feet into the divine program. You don't know why, you don't know how, but every time you find yourself escaping one evil, entering one blessing, escaping one danger, and meeting one promotion, that is divine arrangement.
It makes people to meet you, and they carry Joseph away, Ishmaelites. Those who didn't have regard for the things of God. But as the Ishmaelites were going, they were master slave traders. So they bought Joseph in order to make gain out of him. And suddenly, Potiphar had a need for a slave. And he went to the slave market. And guess who they presented to him? It was Brother Joseph.
He wasn't bought by a native doctor. No, it wasn't a farmer that bought him. It was a government representative that bought him. Because his lines are falling for him in peace and places. Can I say to you, even when you fall, may you fall on a phone, not a stone. Did you get what I just said? May you not fall on a rock that will tear your head into pieces. May you fall on a throne, and people will come and say, this man fell from a height, but nothing happened to him. It's because you didn't fall on a stone. Because before you arrive, divinity arranged a fold under it.
What people will be shouting is that you fell, but what you will be shouting is that I didn't fall to die.
I fell, but I'm still alive. Potiphar bought him
and took him to his house. It wasn't too long. Potiphar made him the head of all the slaves. My lines are falling for me in pleasant places. He became the head. And the devil was not happy. And said, I thought he was going to die. I'd already concluded plan that they would kill him. How he escaped and came here, I don't know. But all the same, I am going to make life miserable for him. And he entered Potiphar's wife's heart. And she began to lose a lustful feeling for Joseph. And then did everything possible to bring Joseph down. And Joseph said, no, over my dead body, I'm not going to do this. God has brought me this far, not to mess him up. God has brought me this far, not to disappoint him. God has brought me this far, not to make him regret. I will be like the generation of Noah that made God to regret great in them. Potiphar's wife, keep your money, keep your beauty, keep your shape, keep everything you can offer. Let me and my God be the same way we were. And Potiphar's wife conspired against Joseph and told a lie against him. And Potiphar came back. He didn't need to hear from Joseph. He bundled him into the prison. Guess what kind of prison he was sent to? Not Greek maximum prison. He was sent to the same prison that the butler and the baker that were working directly with the king were sent into that same place. My lines are falling for me. Hear me. In Egypt, you don't mess up like that and stay alive. You don't dare Potiphar's wife and they just sentence you to prison. He could have been hanged the next day. But Potiphar said, let me send them to prison until I can decide what to do with him. He landed in the prison and saw the special advisor to the president in the prison, and he was there in the prison. It wasn't too long. They made him the head of the prisoners. This year, wherever you are, may you be on top. Yeah. Listen to me. There is an advantage that headship gives to you. If you are a head in the prison, you enjoy better than other prisoners. Praise God. And it wasn't too long. He left the prison for the palace. The man who sent him to the prison didn't need to call him out. A greater than he called him out. When the blessing is on you, your lines just fall for you in pleasant places. What others are buying, you will be getting it cheap. I pray for you today, whether in Boni, whether in Garrison, whether in Elekaya, whether in Rumomase, whether in Afoda, wherever you find yourself, may the Lord arrange a situation for your growth this year in the name of Jesus. Whether a civil servant, a public servant, a businessman, a contractor, wherever you find yourself, your lines have fallen for you in pleasant places. Somebody shout, my lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. That is what the blessing offers you.
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church, located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Rumomasi, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk Devotional and Believer's Training Class Manual and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises or through our website www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows: Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. counseling, Wednesday, 6 p.m. School of Wisdom, Friday, 6 p.m. prayer meeting, Sunday, 8 a.m. lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5639. God bless you.